Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody Say. My name is MJ Wemote and I welcome you to the podcast. I'm pretty excited about the album review that I'm going to be giving you today because I've been waiting for this album for a while.
Let's talk music with MJ. Album review.
First thoughts.
Now, if you're from Eswatini, I'm pretty sure you know the name Tenderness. Tenderness is an extremely talented Swati-born record producer, DJ, and songwriter. And you know what? There's something very melodious and soulfully dance about the music that he makes. I managed to listen to his self-titled album, which is called Tenderness, and it was released yesterday, March 22nd, 2019.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
The very first song that I heard from this album was the award-winning Jiga featuring Boloja and Lo, and yeah, that song, it slaps hard. It really slaps hard. I mean, yo. It is his biggest hit to date, and for good reason. It typifies that kind of balance I love to hear on a song. When you go from the chords, the kicks, and then the vocal delivery, everything here is unique and calculated to perfection. And other songs that were pre-released before this album over the last couple of years are Make Up Your Mind featuring Symphony and Love Me, which also features Boloja and Velemseni, who's a very talented Eswatini artist. The album itself opens up with Take It Easy and Tenderness just doing his thing as a producer, and also, I don't even know how to pronounce this, Flowy. I think it's Flowy. Yeah, F-L-O-E-W-E. And she's in impeccable form on the song, just the way she carried it from start to finish. I mean, it was just beautiful. Tenderness seems like a producer that really enjoys the melodies as the catchiest part of his work, especially trying to establish the connection between the vocalist and his own beat on songs where he features a vocalist, of course. His style is really smooth, but I do have to say, I can tell the difference between his first album released in 2016 titled Grande and this album, Tenderness. You can actually tell that there's a lot of growth within the music and just the focus is different. What I love about this new album, the music on there, is that it's really smooth and silky. You know when dance music isn't really like hard-hitting, but it is infectiously rhythmic. You just feel like you want to dance to it. You know, that kind of thing. I also picked up undertones of that, I guess, John Bellion kind of uniqueness. When you hear his songs, you're like, this is John Bellion. You know, that kind of thing. And the undertones of that on this Tenderness album. For me, when you hear a Tenderness album, I think the first instinct is to just do this sort of like African two-step, which is easy even for the elderly. And in as much as that is the case, the music sounds fresh and it is easily palatable to many age groups, to be honest. And that's the great thing about this album. It's got a little something for everyone. Now, as I continued to listen to this album, I think the sound really became more distinct for me. He's got his own signature, which not many people can say that. A lot of artists are talented, but they're talented in spinning off of other artists, so they kind of sound like so-and-so, kind of do it like this person, but in the case of Tenderness, he just sounds like himself. I really got a sense of what I was dealing with on songs such as Over the Moon and Mosha, which are good examples of what I mean. Then on the song Deep featuring Mandy Samamba, he went with a very sort of like dancehall influenced sound, which I must say I didn't expect, considering that I think the rest of the album really has that very distinct Tenderness sound. But up to that point, there wasn't really a song I could easily assign to what I would say a popular genre, maybe. The good thing though is this is by no means a negative rather than a pleasant surprise. So he managed to still surprise me, even if this track is like way down the playlist, number 9 or 10 somewhere there.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
And continuing on with pleasant surprises, I think technically the Tenderness album really surprised me in many ways. This is the kind of stuff you get from hard work, right? But I'm gonna be honest here, there's also a level of just being meticulous about every single sound and instrument on a record. So whether it's Tenderness himself and how he put it together, or the eventual mixing and mastering, or a combination of both, I really felt it on this album. And for me as a listener, I could actually understand that there was rationale behind every placement on every single track. That attention to detail is crazy. And I also think that's also what makes Tenderness so successful as a producer and just a sought after collaborator, because he really has that work ethic which translates into his music besides the talent. Maybe I'll be doing Tenderness a disservice to say that he is one of Eswatini's best musicians, because really I think he's one of the best in Africa and the world. That is how good he is. Many artists want to work with him, and on his projects he always gets the best of the best. As shown here, he enlisted the talents of some of Eswatini's best musicians, including Velemseni, who I mentioned earlier, Boloja, Lo. There's also Masandi, South Africa's Zanda Zakuza, and lots more. You don't get such a lineup without a profile to match. So that's that.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
And really, I would say this album is excellent on all fronts. Like I said, Eswatini might not be on the musical map when it comes to Africa in general, but do not be fooled. There's some amazing music coming out of there, and Tenderness by Tenderness is an album that I highly recommend as a good entry into Eswatini music if you don't have any experience with it. I really want to see a lot more fanfare about how well worked this album is, and hopefully as the days go there'll be more articles, reviews, etc. about it, especially from people outside Eswatini, because yeah, this album deserves it. Should you listen to this album? Definitely, 100%. Go and listen to this album, and I promise you, you'll find something you love, if not the whole album. I mean, there's so much to love and enjoy about it, and it's easily available on most streaming platforms. So go there, look for Tenderness, T-E-N-D-A-N-E-S-S, Eswatini, representing. My name is MJ Wemoto, and that was the African Music Industry Podcast. Ndaye.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.